Have a nice trip.
Great.
Mixed nuts. What a bag of mixed nuts.
Think we've heard enough? We don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
George. Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105, guys. It's Friday. It's Comedy Club. All you jokers, boy. This is where you call and give us a clean but funny joke. Clean but funny joke, guys. School is open, class is in session. We're gonna touch and see who in class this morning. Who is first in class this morning? Let me check and see, guys. All right, first in class. MMB Singh in class this morning. 3:15 this morning. Lord, have mercy. What you doing up so early? Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir. Get it done, man, Mr. George Gonzalez. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, man. How are you going?
I good. Sugar boy in class, man.
Yeah, man. Sugar boy in class always, man.
I like to say good morning to V, Beatrice, Shorty, Beltman, the phone card, this is Baltimore, Bongo, Theo, Dog Boy. Did you give George alone that dog boy now, boy?
Yeah, I mean, boy. I understand you don't get between me and my dog, you know.
Everybody else, Mr. Solo, everybody else, all the Mr. Hatch family, man. So I want for you, Jordy.
Rest it on my chest.
So this guy, his name is Dave. So in the office, he always keep boasting how he know this one and that one, and he know this famous person and that famous person. So he boss man gets fed up for him one day. He said, here, what's going on? I will personally spend my money, take the private jet, and I want to prove you wrong, just to prove you wrong, that you don't know these people. He said, right? Boss man said, so who you want to go by first? Let me go by Donald Trump. Take the plane, go by Donald Trump. Knock on Donald Trump door. As Donald Trump opened the door, he said, Dave, what's going on, buddy? Come inside. Come far up there. Bring your partner, too. So he do so now, go inside, drink the beer. So the boss man really feels. He said, all right, I just won. He said, all right, well, again, you know. They say, well, I know Bill Gates. He said, let me go by Bill Gates. Go by Bill Gates and knock on Bill Gates' door. Bill Gates come out. Dave, you don't want me to see you, boy? Come inside. Come on, eat something, man. Going inside, so now the boss man, he was like, all right. The boss man, so he said, all right, Dave, I sure you know this one. I sure you don't know the Pope. He said, you see us? Come, let me go. One by the Pope now. When they reached out, like, they had some kind of thing in the Vatican, so they had real people. So they say, hey, what's going on? You can't see me down here in the crowd. I'm going upstairs there and talking. Boss man said, yeah, sure, right, go ahead. So up now, going in the veranda, walk outside the veranda with the Pope now. All of a sudden, they see a crowd of people circling. They run downstairs, so you see boss man faint and holding his hat on the ground. He said, boss, what's happened? He said, Dave, I couldn't take no more. My heart couldn't take it. He said, what happened? He said, I stand up here watching you. A man come next to me. He said, hey, look, Dave, boy. But who's that man with the funny hat stand up next to him?
Good morning, Big Daddy George. Shadowing class early this morning. Saying morning to V, Beatrice, Jungleman, Big Truck Driver, Mr. and Mrs. Phonecat, the new girl, Shorty, Baltimore, Jill. Hope that she's feeling much better. Saying a pleasant morning to Andy, Chantel, Rosa, Sherry, Chubby, John Boy, Brian, Colors, and all the rest of the Royal Server 105. Have a blessed day. Shadow out.
Thanks a lot. And morning to you. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Gonzalez.
Good morning, sir.
Icon of Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad.
I didn't communicate, but I'm very serious. You are an icon. George.
Yes.
It feels so good to get up this morning. I'm going to Portersville. And to have you as my company. I'm grateful.
Thanks a lot, boy. That means a lot to me.
And when I tell you you are an icon, you are an icon.
When what?
When I said you are an icon, you are an icon.
Thanks again, man.
Take care and be safe.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Cool.
Bye.
Oh, is it the same? Elon checking V. To do all duty dancing. And V tell him, all is yours. I just need to get something with all diamond in it. Elon gets your pack of cards, V. Well done, Roland. Early morning joke, boy. Well done. Well done. Trudy and Anthony Roberts in class. One extend birthday greetings to little Kai Commission Roberts from Auntie Molly, Karen Neptune, and hello to Granny. Birthday greetings to you, Kai. Black Ice is in class.
It's Retro Tuesday, Sammy.
Uh-oh, sorry. Good morning, George. Early in class this morning. Good morning to Evan Beckles, Miss Phone, Jag, Silver Fox, coming from Purple Diamond. My woman.
Yes, my husband.
How are you going, baby love?
It's the last night of sleep out of.
Yeah, girl. I got stick and tongue.
Are you playing that today? We went by Twiggy?
Yes, I went by Twiggy. You're selling me out.
Oh, you get coffee already, my darling?
No coffee.
So what you had on your chest this morning?
I can't drink nothing hot. And I can't drink coffee in the studio. So I had my yogurt this morning as breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting.
The yogurt, nicely. Today's Friday. I'm taking you out for lunch today.
You're taking me out. I'm going to Tobago, girl.
Today?
Yes, girl. Wow. I'm going to Tobago, girl. I got a flight.
Oh, my God. So you're going to look for the punch man today?
Yeah, my pass and check him out.
Well, I want you to take out a picture of the punch man and Mr. Sean for me.
And Mr. who?
Sean.
Okay.
Good man.
Ah, okay.
All right. Do that for me, right, honey?
Yes, honey. I go do that for you. You're
so
safe.
So this man and them money, one of five lost listeners. You know the man and them nice, you know, Georgie?
Yep, always.
The man and them keep any woman in my life, too. George?
I know that. I know that.
Oh my goodness, you were right.
You're on your own with that.
I said, oh, my love to the Holy Spirit, one of five, especially the man, Baltimore, Mr. and Mrs. Funkard, especially in my heart, Twiggy, Junior Port of Spain, Jungle Man, Big Chuck Driver, Sugar Boy, who that's calling, Sugar Boy, what's going on, baby? George, you had to come to our wedding just now.
Who are them, girl?
Oh, God, I'll let you know, boy. Shadow. What is the shadow? And the man in the Jesus and Bongo Washington. Bongo Washington are coming, boy. Call me now, call me now. And the big belly man and the gas full of sand in San Fernando. Jack. Jack is the big belly man. And Carl. Right, George?
I hear you.
George, have a good day. A blessed day. And Mary, everybody. Keep on smiling. Today's Friday.
Today's Friday, baby.
Yes, Georgie.
No doubt.
What time
Jack.
Are we going to Tobago? What time?
I'm reaching Tobago about 1:30.
Oh, okay. Make sure wear mask, please.
How you mean? Like you sure?
Mask up.
Like you're not.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow Sunday. This Sunday is too, eh?
Yeah, but.
George, me and you cooking Sunday, boy.
What are you cooking, girl?
Well, when Sunday come, I'm going to let you know now. We're going to go street market and stuff and buy big ingredients. The 2 hours cooking, right?
If you say so, I'm going to tell you.
And after when you put any fire, we drink it, we head to see and we dancing.
You mean easy?
Hi,
you mean easy at all?
All right, George, I love you. All right, too, baby.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's all mixed us right here in the vibe. Clean but fun is what we're talking about. That's correct. Hello, morning.
Morning, FIFA4FAM.
Hey, morning.
I smell the blood of a treaty when Israel on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So, talk to me.
The reason I have all the Spanish accent, as soon as I finish talking, the venue woman had to pick up a Spanish accent, George. I don't know where it's coming from, brother.
From the venue woman, I don't understand you.
I'm surprised you don't have one to all them venue women you're talking to.
I have an accent, I park outside.
Very good. It's a high end day. You know what? I switch to my Spanish accent now because this is a Spanish joke. Why did the Mexican throw his wife over the cliff? Not all Mexicans throw their wives over the cliff, eh? But why did this Mexican throw his wife over the cliff? I know you know why, you know. Why?
I don't know.
Tequila. And listen to me. One of the biggest jokes. I laugh. George, I laugh when I hear the robots when they make him, try to make him apologize. He said, I apologize for saying that this is a joke.
I love him.
I heard the other day, I had an elevator going up, and I meet Watson Duke in the head because you know he always coming in here. And I in the elevator had Watson Duke and Douglas Mendez because you know Douglas Mendez is represent Watson Duke.
Right.
He will tell people how much money Watson Duke pay him. So I in the head with two of them and I'm vexed, boy. I said, listen, what are you doing with these two men in the head, boy, in the elevator? I'm like, who are fat? Bah, 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 bah. That was wrong on so many levels, George.
All right, my friend.
I never leave it with this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Watson Duke is the biggest joke that ever wrong, brother. You know what? If you want money to build reservoirs, to build water treatment plants, because that is what is give people water, to dig wells, to provide wells. If you want money to do that, they can't raise people rates because they can't raise people rates when they ain't get any water. Isn't that so, George? So you're making them pay more for something that they don't get. Isn't
correct.
That so?
Correct.
So you ought to take that all that money, all that millions of dollars you're giving to Watson Duke's company, save some of that, reduce all your workforce, stop all the overtime, and then you would have money to build all these things to give people the water they're supposed to get.
I agree.
Have a good weekend, George.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago, this is Bunchy Garden. Right now you're on with the Mixed Nuts crew. Craziness now. Ah.
That's correct, guys. Craziness. Right here in the Vibe City 105. We want clean but funny, clean but funny. Give us a call. It's Comedy Club right here in the Vibe City 105. Let's see who else is in class this morning. Morning, George. Michael Prime Maxi Taxi, 7042 in class. We also have Jason from Woodbrook in class.
George and the Mixed Nuts family, thanking God for another beautiful day above ground. Hoping everyone have a safe and blessed weekend. Curtis Dookie, locked on from Queens, NYC. Love in the house.
Thanks a lot, Curtis, for those blessings. Oh, look, Ali coming. Ali, let's hear what Ali has to say.
Bless. Morning, Mr. George Gonzalez. It's Friday, and it's that kind of Friday. We're telling yourself what we just do on a Friday. Either break breach, come in class. That is the good ones. It's throwback Friday, people. All the telling on yourself. You're done. All who love Ali. Say, love you, Ali. Bless morning to the original 105 crew. All the telling on yourself. Ali just sending shout outs to all of you. Mr. Solo, Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card, Willie, Triple S, BTD, and the whole posse, Marlo, Sean, you takes everybody. All you done, Wally, love you guys. Beatrice, special good morning to you. Birthday wishes to Zion and Beverly Brewster. 1 year old Zion, and I don't know how old Brewster is, but she's living, loving life. Fabulous. So happy birthday, Bev.
Happy birthday, baby. So we say good morning. No, they say Love is Wicked played at 5:53 on TNT time, making my day. 9:53 UK time. The best, well, only station I listen to. But no name. I need to get a name. Stacy. That's the name, Stacy. Good morning, Stacy. Hope your day going good. And to the entire UK, Jabbers, David Lee, Barney, good morning to you guys. Hello, morning.
Yeah, Georgie.
Hey, where it is?
Just cool, man.
Yep, you.
Yeah, boy. Living nice life, live and let live.
Yeah, always,
good morning,
boy.
To you and your panel. And
you're the happiest man alive, boy.
Oh, the happiest man alive. Billy, Shiny, Penny. You know everybody, Nisha. Right, hear this one.
Now listen.
They hold me, a Chinese man, and a big, big Nigerian fella for teeth in a dock. Imagine sit here, right? Here what's going on. Is he the only guy 5 strokes for 5 months? Hard labor. But all you could put anything on all your back, right? We go say, all right, 5 strokes. The Chinese man gone. He chop up himself with a set of sponge in his back. When the man come down with the cutter line and hit him, he dive in the ground, hit him. Nah, give me jail. 5 months to chin. The big Nigerian man go now. He might say, where you want your back? He said, not man. He take off his shirt, he hit him 5. Wop. Died, you that free man. When I go now, they say, well, where you want your back? I say, see that man when I go on it? Bring it.
Oh, it's all good right here in the Vibe City 105.
Morning, George. Jill here. Just a short message. Let you all know I was rushed back in the hospital last night.
What?
Can't breathe. Can't pee. Rushed back in the hospital last night. So you all have a blessed and a wonderful day. Okay?
If anybody know which hospital is that, please let me know. Please let me know. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, George. How are you doing this morning?
I'm not doing too bad, my friend.
Good. This is Florida checking in.
Hey, Florida. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm going good.
How is Florida this morning?
Florida is good, man. Just like Trinidad and Tobago. Ain't no different.
Nice.
All right? Greetings to the entire Trinidad and Tobago population.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Special greetings to my friend out there in Arima. Have a nice day, George.
All right, buddy. Yeah, man. Florida by Kit and Simone, we say good morning to you guys. Boston, we say good morning to the Boston crew. Queen Terry, King Silver, Michelle, Chad, Chase, Emilio, Lisa, Gustav, the whole crew and crew, the home circle. Say good morning to you guys. Oh boy, I can't wait to reach Tobago today, boy. Tobago! Half past 7 at touching the airport. Half past 1, I mean, sorry. I will be there half past 1. Santa Simon and the Batiste family is locked on enjoying the vibes. Shout out to Team Smiley Group from Sapero Street in San Fernando. Maria Santana and colleague from Ministry of Works and Transport locked on.
Good morning to you, George. Granny, good morning. Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card, Beatrice, Milo, Shorty, Jill on the wheelchair, V, New Girl, Ali, Twiggy, Rachel from Pepper Village, Sweet Vanilla. Have a nice day, darlings. All my lover girls. Have a nice day, right? Love you all.
Morning, Granny.
Yeah, darling, let me get it short and sweet.
Yes, baby.
Remember I tell you about the microwave and the TV?
Yes.
Right, but this one is casual key because the first day the Kuna, I went out this Saturday morning because they say, who live in there? A bulletin come on the radio. Who live in there? Come report for duty. Right? But I couldn't pick up duty without permission now.
Right.
Two sisters in charge send the casualty. They said, they're not casualty, woman. Send the lady casualty. Anyway, this Saturday now, the day right now. So it's Melody doctor. Come in, darling. Yeah. So it's Melody doctor was on duty, but he's stitching a boy who come with a cut and the bacchanal. So the man come in, he hand get cut. So it's Dr. Ishmael asking him, but boy, what you pick up so that cut you like that? He said, was it a washing machine? He said, no, doctor, was a fridge out on the back. He said, what? You are
oh! Morning, George. United Power Limited team present in class heading to Galeota Point. Now starting to rain on the east side. Everyone be careful on the black carpet. Oh, morning, George. Supporting staff of Mixnuts and Mixnuts loyal listeners. George, this is Barry. I told water whole morning yesterday. That is why I'm not in class. Wasser ain't give me water for a whole week. But when water come, it's flowing slow. If you see line and bacchanal by the standpipe. But George, I in class today with Gary, the red man, the red band maxi driver. Marvin Allison, George, just keep it nice. I want to say morning, my batch Curtis Dookie out in Queens. No water, they want to raise rates. Morning, George, RMS Picker repairing class. Officer Anthony in class. That's what we're talking about, boys.
George, good morning to present in class early. George on the black carpet. George are looking for chips.
Chips, boy. Hello, morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. Listen to George.
Yes.
Some years back, I was talking to a little friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hardly here in Hannah when she was talking on the phone. So I said, baby, put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. She started a song like, I said, she pushed the phone in her mouth.
Put your sweet lips next to mine, boy. Put your sweet lips next to the phone, right? Guys, it's Mixed Nuts. It's 7:50. It's that time for love.
I take it from here.
That's correct, guys. Waking up to see another sunrise is destiny's way of telling you that your purpose in life is yet to be fulfilled. Make today amazingly beautiful. Find your purpose and live it. So true. Every single day is a different destiny for us. You just have to find what that is. In my mind, I think once I make somebody smile, I have done my job for the day. And the more people I make smiles, the more blessings I get. And there's blessings I will be able to give out. And all my blessings today going out to Jill, who went back to hospital. God, we wish you all the best, honey. This is where you have to, you pray for people, you may not know them, but you pray for all the sick people, all the people that hurting, all the people who have jobs. That's what love is, when you can pray for people you don't even know. And let your children understand that how blessed they are to wake up this morning, you know what I mean? Hug them up tight and kiss them up, boy. Look at the age. Hug up your husband. Tell him how much you love him. How's he? Show the wife how much you love her, you know what I mean? This is a good morning to call your parents, your grandparents, your godparents. Tell them how much you appreciate them and love them. This is a good day also to tell somebody who you don't talk to. Tell them good morning. Buy an apple and get them, you know what I mean? An apple a day keeps the hate away. Guys, it's a time for love right here in the vibe. City 105.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
This comedy club, clean but funny.
George, pleasant morning. See you here, boys. Understand? Blessed morning to everybody. You, Penny, Chiny, Felix, Nisha, and everybody who knows us. Blessed.
Morning, Cheryl from Digo is in class. McBurney, the observer, always in class, boy. Down by the corner in the back. Blessed love, enjoy lovely day. Enjoy the day Jah give us, boy. Salah, stay strong. Good morning, Salah. Special sweet condensed milk. Good morning to Miss Beatrice. Stay sweet. I don't know who's sending that message. Morning, Lock on Claire. A safe weekend. Enjoy Tobago. I hope we will hear you on Sunday. I hope we get a flight back.
Good morning, Big Daddy George. If I present in class this morning, I good morning to the whole of the 105 family and the whole of Trinidad and Tobago. Bye.
Let's hear what Baltimore has to say this morning.
Good morning, Big Papa George. Baltimore checking in this morning. Saying good morning to Beatrice, alone in Harlem. See, thought tonight they had a voice yesterday. Mrs. Phone Card, Milkman, your girl, Bongo, what you done need to be to ask a bus driver. And so, the number one get it, man. It's a girl on that. It's your deposit. My sister said, I said, New York. This evening, but you know, it's tomorrow. So I'll be heading for New York this evening. I will come back and get me dance on Sunday. No problem with that. I'm going to be dancing on Sunday. Once you come back from the bake, we're going to be dancing and cooking with Beatrice. Willie, I hear you at all. Me today, your voice. Baltimore is in the hate too. I'm not speaking about the state. This is all about it. Study for you. Johnny Kill yourself crazy group. I need some for bitches. You need to get stick up to somebody. You want all the man, Tobago, Trinidad, Baltimore, Washington. Crazy group for bitches.
That's what we're talking about, guys. Right here on the Vibe City, 105 bits.
Hola, Tunje. That's me. And I listen to Mix Nuts every single morning.
Tado! That's correct, guys. It's Friday. It's Comedy Club. Clean but funny is what we're talking about. So we still got some messages to get through. Hello, morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning, Daddy George.
Morning
to the Mix Nuts crew. Morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Here now, George, I have a shoe there, boy. I'm trying to save it. So I go on by the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I ask the cobbler how much to hold so holy shoe. The man tell me $500. I say, okay, how much I have sold it? The man say $250. I say, how much I heal it? He said $1, boy. I said, boy, heal the whole soul, yes?
That's what we're talking about, clean but funny.
When you go to Tobago, when? George, when you go to Tobago, when you coming back? And this lady, how old is this lady?
What lady you talking about, boy? You know what lady you talking about, you know?
Good morning, George. This is Miss Minnie from Lacano. I want to say a pleasant good morning to you. Pleasant good morning to the 105 crew. And may you all have a blessed and wonderful day. I'm in class, locked on, and listening.
Nice. Hello, morning.
Hey, Josie, morning again. What's going on?
Hey, sugar boy, which is?
So, this little feeble Asian fella went in an elevator. In the elevator, it had a big, tall, strong, strapping-looking Nigerian guy. So the Asian dude couldn't stop staring at him. So the Nigerian fella watched him with the arms full and said, 6 feet, 300 pounds, turn out brown. The Asian guy faint, capsized. So about half an hour later, he revived himself, he opened the IEC, the Nigerian fella opened. Hey, boy, you okay? Slapping him. You all right? Yep. He said, what's the problem? He said, you tell me 6 feet, 300 pounds, and turn around. He said, no, not turn around. I said, turn up wrong. That's my name.
Oh! Oh! George, I didn't know you was going to Bego. Anyway, reach safe, darling. And you come back safe, right? I'm waiting down here for you when you come back. George, when you're coming back, bring some Benna balls, come here. Tulum. Right? I love that. You bring that to me, please, and some tambourine ball. Okay, I don't know how I'll get it. I'll have to get it somehow. Don't give Beatrice to give me, eh? Right, afraid Beatrice.
Oh, you're bad.
Hey, Georgie. Last morning. The best man in class. Also the 158 crew, 121 and 125. Georgie, just sending blessings to Trinidad and Tobago. Everybody be safe all day. And also to the 105 family. Love, love, love. Jill, be strong. Hold on, baby.
Morning, Rachel is in class. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning to you, baby.
Morning, Georgie. I want to say good morning to V, Marlon, Beatrice, Baltimore, Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card. Elon, Jill, could you find out which hospital Jill is in, please? Thanks. And everybody else, love you guys. From Shorty.
Shorty, I was trying to find out the same thing, girl, as to what hospital she's in. We'll see if anybody answer our request.
Morning, good morning. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Good morning, Trinidad Tobago. Good morning, Mixed family. We're going to Washington, D.C., early in class. 39 degrees this morning, Big Daddy, boy. Good morning, all my Baltimore. Some school cat, granny. Mistress, just call me now, girl, and see what I'm. Can I drink my coffee? Oh, God, I got jealous George. All 105 loyal listeners, Daddy George, you know why I always tell you, boy, be blessed, brother. Keep up the good work. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Boy, let's say I pray for Miss Jill, boy. Oh, God, boy. Going through some stuff today, boy, Big Daddy. Let me say a prayer for she, boy. Miss Jill, hold on, baby. Hold on, darling. God is good.
Yeah, boy, that's silver. Hello, morning.
Big Daddy George.
Yes, sir.
Jacko, yeah, boy.
Hey, Jacko.
Yeah, George, you know, I had some schoolmates. Them wasn't easy, nah? Boy, you know, you just have bazaar. Every time you have bazaar and thing, it is. Get your nice outfit to put on and thing now. So we had this bazaar. V come in a real nice red dress. So the teacher say, V, oh, you looking awfully pretty. V tell the teacher, Miss, you looking pretty awful yourself. So George, you know, Sugar Boy was, me and Sugar Boy went to school together too.
Right.
So we had this, you know, the teacher just gave you some work and just step out to come back. So they give me some drawing to do now. So they say, anybody use your imagination and draw something. So Sugar Boy put his head down on the desk, put the paper out, never draw nothing. When the teacher walked back in the class, say, Sugar Boy, what you draw? Sugar Boy sleep and dribble on the paper. He say, Miss, I draw a block of ice. He say, wait. He say, you take so long it melts.
Oh!
This is Kranta and I listening to Mixed Nuts. Yeah.
That's correct. That's what he listens to is Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. It's Friday. It's called Comedy Club. Don't forget, in a minute, there boss, we got the Nah. We say good morning to Imran in class. Oh, Mr. G, new girl early in class. Shadow, what we doing after class, boy? Because Kurt don't come to school anymore. Morning to Baltimore, Mary, Mrs. and Mrs. Phone God, Willie, Jill Shorty, all the crew and crew. They say money have no smell until you have to pay it back. Look, your stinking $100. Gee, hope you enjoy your trip to Tobago. I'm giving you the thing to drop off for Mrs. Funkard. That's what we're talking about. Morning, George. What a beautiful day to be indoors. Keep safe, TNT. Jabbers. Oh, boy. Great picture. Great picture, boy. You're making me miss. You're making me miss out, boy. Oh, guys, it's now 7:30. It's time for the Na. On the first night. So I don't understand this. We don't want the Venezuelans to come in, but like we want them to leave either. I understand that. Nah, man. It's all that trying. Let me make up my mind now. We want them leave or we want them stay. You know what I mean? All you good? So they say Wasa exploring option to buy Dallas Scott for what? Because they're owing them $210 million. I don't understand how you could owe $210 million. That is only bad management. That's what that is. Nothing else but bad management. Nah! Don't blame nobody who ain't paying no, they're not paying the water rate. Bad management. So, I'm also hearing attorney faces jail for failing to pay clients the money. So they had something and the client pay the people the $200,000 something, you know, and the lawyer can't pay shishi money yet. So they want a jaily lawyer. Now, those kind of lawyers is what make it bad for all other lawyers. Nah, man. You can't be a lawyer that I dependent on and I trust. And for you to do me that, nah, man, I ain't going through that. I'm not going through that. And that's what I'm talking about this morning, guys. We want to send all best wishes to the team, the Pollard and the Red Force. They did so well. They beat people, Ravi Rampal, everybody had a part to play. Simmons, Dwayne Bravo, everybody, Puran, the captain himself, they all did so well. So, to the Red Force and the word of the day, worry won't break us. So you'll know what I'm saying. Worry won't break us when we trust the giver of all good things. Worry won't break us when we trust the giver of all good things. Trinidad Tobago, the Red Force, and the word of the day. That is what I'm talking about.
Mix Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
This is your boy General Grant, and you're listening to Big Daddy George and Mix Nuts. You know I tune into Mix Nuts every day. I could be in Trinidad or New York, London or Paris. Mix Nuts do it for me.
Mix Nuts do it for me. I like how we say that, you know what I mean? I like how we say that. MMB saying, Big Daddy, are always up early, sometimes very early. I don't like to reach to work late. Today, I'm in Erin Health Center. I'm an employee of SWRHA. Oh, very cool. That's good. That's good to know, man.
Good morning to you, George Gonzalez. Good morning to Granny, Miss Funkard from Tobago, Silver Fox. George, you have a blessed morning, and may God bless you with health and strength and guidance. This is coming from Purple Diamond.
Thanks a lot. Hello, morning.
George!
Why?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, you know, I like to show up back and I'll be and all them kind of thing. You know, I like to show back and I'll be you this morning.
Right.
What you're going to be go for? You're going to buy me phone, get
Bacchanal, eh? You put me in trouble, boy.
I'm telling you, Bacchanal, boy.
I have some business to conduct nice across folks. There.
What nice folks, Mr. Fonkara and Ms. Fonkara here speak several times. Yes. And I know she will tolerate a little joke and so forth. Ms. Fonkara is a little joke I'm making with Georgia.
Yes, she know that.
Because I know she always listens to City 105.
Correct.
You know, Mr. Fonkara, don't get jealous. Well, if you get jealous, that's you.
Fire burn you.
Ms. Fonkara. Right? Anyhow, George, my contribution is this morning is very simple and very short. Trinidad, Tobago, I love all your bad. But all we have to do is continue practicing social distancing, wear our masks, keep washing our hands, and avoid large crowds. Don't encourage large crowds. The COVID going down, George, like, I think 125 this morning, you know.
Wow.
You see how much people get up and cover Carnival this year, they didn't get Carnival. We want Carnival next year, please God. So let me do the correct thing from now that we could get Carnival next year, please God.
Correct.
Have a better Christmas coming this year, and our children and grandmother and mother and thing will be safe. Right, George?
Agreed.
Have a blessed one. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, everybody.
Good morning, Big Daddy George. Nicole here wishing you a wonderful Friday and a beautiful weekend. No, I'm not driving to school this morning. Just listening to your music while I do my house chores. Good morning to my friend Jamie at Honda. Have a lovely weekend, Jamie. Nicole here.
Nicole, if you need any help with the housework, let me know. I'm very good at that. Morning. Lover, check your cell phone. I left a message for you, Jacqueline. All right, Jacqueline. We'll check it out.
Washington, me and he drinking coffee together. So right now, the coffee hot, so come fast before I get cold.
Beatrice. Good morning, Big Daddy George. How is your mom? My prayers is with Jill. Hope she gets better soon, Shirley from Point 14. My mom not doing too bad. She's still not able to do 90% of the things. So we still have to take care of her. She had to put drops like 6 times a day. But God bless her. She would work out. And Jill says she's in a Rima hospital. She's going to do surgery to put in a catheter. Wow. Jill, we wish you all the best. I know saying that is not half as comforting, but we really do wish you all the best and love you much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Nikki. Happy birthday, Nikki. Happy birthday. And it's all coming from your students and my classmates and I. Locked on. We love you, Nikki Nick from Sweet Vanilla. Much love, darling. Have a nice day and do enjoy your day.
Morning, honey. Have a great day today and be safe, George. Mary Castillo from Pepper Village. Sweet Vanilla, Nicole Bowen, always locked on. Love you. I love you too, girl. I love you too.
Daddy George, I'm in Trinidad and Tobago, right? So as I come off the plane, I'll be there waiting to pick you up.
That's what we're talking about. Hello, morning. Clean but funny. Morning.
The greatest show on the planet, Big Snacks, boy.
Tell me now, boy.
Georgie.
Wait till partner.
Why ain't your granny yet, boy?
Oh, you mean now, man? Granny called already.
She called what? But she be calling regular, making me laugh. We love granny, boy.
Yeah, granny's a George, champion.
You see that Red Force team?
Mm-hmm.
It's a force to reckon with. And I tell you what, we have lost a game yet for this season, eh?
Correct.
We ain't lost one game yet.
Correct.
Right on top. We the final number. What's this, son, George? It's Sukar Warriors, boy. I wish you could do like Red Force, boy.
Well, they must
be football team, you know, boy.
Well, they should put Pollard as the captain.
George, we can't beat Ghana, we can't beat nobody, you know.
No, I agree. You know, bad thing this time, right? You know, sometimes just take the team and split it and play each other for practice now.
Yes.
They draw, you know. Nobody score. They can't even beat each other, you know. They can't even beat themselves, you know.
God, don't be that somebody. But when you women's team, boy, the football women's team, boy.
I know.
You go play Ghana,
True, you're right. You're right. Yeah, brother.
Somebody in front of you. I'll call about yours.
Okay, brother.
Good morning. Good morning. Mixnuts is number one. Mixnuts is number one. Mixnuts is number one.
Oh, any and everybody, all ages, listen to Mixnuts. Morning once again, Trinidad and Tobago. Morning to the rest of the world. It's Mixnuts on a Friday, clean but funny.
Good morning, Big Daddy George. After class, I'm picking up the whole crew and we come into Bago.
You can imagine it.
Beatrice, the new girl, Shorty. I want to ask permission for Nicky Nick and Nicole if they could come to Bago.
No, you can't.
All of them. Shadow in the class.
No, Shadow. Wing, in there. Hello, morning.
Morning, judges.
Hey, Jesus, Wages.
God blessing the Bago and the universe and the Mixnut family.
Thank you, man.
I like to wish Nicky Nick happy birthday. I was supposed to sing that song yesterday, but I didn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
But George, something really touching me. I want each and every one of us. Last time I was watching the news, and I just spoke about it earlier on, with this lady who took cancer from Venezuela.
Yeah.
And the children and them down here, they're trying to survive, you know. So I'm asking if we could lend a helping hand. We are brother's keeper.
Yep.
You know, some people might say, oh, Venezuela again.
No.
I
agree with you.
You know, and let us try it because they don't have the money. They don't have things for she to get. She need blood. Let us try and whatever we could give. You know what I mean? And she is at Sani Gandhi Hospital. I just get a piece of the news there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So let us be our brother's keeper. She really needed this stage 3 cancer.
Yeah.
Right? And remember her in our prayers. Right? God could work a miracle, she could be well again.
Yes.
So let us remember that family and give whatever we can. We could go to the Sani Gandhi Hospital and find out what really going on and see if we could get back to you and how we could get some contribution to the family.
Agreed. Right? All right, bye.
You know, there are many families who need to,
Yep.
Right? Yes, and another thing, I have a little joke to tell you about with that. Well, let me get a little joke still.
Yes.
You know, it had this man have a parrot. So he come home the evening and he stay with the parrot. The parrot sleeping night, whole night the parrot making noise. And he goes in, cock-cock, I want a meat. I can't see cock-cock. But the man is sleeping for the night. So remember, he's the one next to have a parrot. So he called her and he asked her if he could bring his parrot by her and let the parrot stay and play with her parrot because the boy and he want a mate. But now, she say, well, yes, bring it in the morning. But she said, I have to go up at 2 o'clock. So we'll cover them down there, and when you come back, if you come before me, you'll pick it up. So as he carry the parrot and he drop it in the lady cage, the lady parrot started the ball. No. Cock-cock, $25 first, $25 first. He said, but madam, I ain't had no money to pay right now. I all have a little passage. The father say, this party, pay, cock out, hot. So he paid the money. They cover them down and he going to work. So he coming back before the lady. He hear any part about it. Oh, the police, help me. This man will kill me. Cock out, somebody help me. Oh, the police. So he run and he uncover the part of them. When he do so, he see his part taking out the lady part that are one by one and he put it up. He said, but what do you kill the lady part? He said, cockat, you pay $25 for my meat. I want to see naked as she born.
On Vibe 101.5 FM. That's what we're talking about, guys.
Hey, this is your boy Rupi. Whenever I'm in Trinidad and Tobago, I'm always locked on to the Mixnuts morning show. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Good morning, George and the Mixnuts crew. I'm in class today. Stay safe. Just on my morning walk. Wow. You live in the country, by David? I only seen green. When Job sent me a picture, I only seen buildings. Good morning, George Shireen, president class. It's a good thing I don't need your permission to go to Tobago. Just saying, George. Good morning, everyone. Yes, you do need my permission, girl. It's flipping you.
Jay again on Shaggy this morning. Oh, you know I like Shaggy.
Because I is your boombastic. Not a classic. That's where I is. Get, look at type with me. Good morning, Granny!
Yeah, darling, love, man. Go from Tamana. Why Tamana? Boy, daddy, and go back. I know Tamana. My father used to work out cocoa. It's the first time I see the footprint of a dwelling. You know that cocoa in Tamana. Yes, but we are going there. Let me, I want you to get a message. You'll call me, please. Yes. Let me get a joke now. Big daddy joke.
I'm listening.
Yes. So, it had now. This Yankee fella and this Indian fella from India, the Yankee from America, so they fall in an argument. He said, boy, let me tell you something. You see America, it has been so tall, you have to lift up the roof for the moon to pass, you know. But hang on. Hang on, Big Daddy George. Hear me out. You hear me?
I hear you, baby.
Yeah. So the Indian go now and arguing with him. He said, boy, in India we got that pot so big, you could bring all the cabbage in the world, you could hold in the pot. So the Yankee go on again. He said, boy, that is joke. He said, we have an abattoir. The cow now grazing, and you take him over and carry the abattoir. So cut up me belly and you see how the diseases are. You know, the stitches up and the cow back in the summer and now grazing.
Oh, Granny! I love it, I love it, I love it. We say good morning to Dexter from Koke in class. Oh, Nicole, think to cry laughing. I tell you, I'm going to help you clean, girl. In a boom-busted kind of way, you know what I mean? Georgia, I'm laughing when you tell us. Yes, yes, she boom-busted. Oh! Hello, morning.
Hey, Georgie.
Hey.
Hello, Granny. Georgie, you hear this now, boy?
I listen, boy.
How about a now for you, boy?
Talk to me.
I really have no joke. I really vex when I hear certain things, yeah, boy. George, them private medical institutions and them only study to make dollars. Them can't take one or two people who have cancer and things, boy.
Yeah, boy.
George, you see what that thing does do to people, boy?
Yep.
My heart goes out for that Venezuelan girl, boy. And it's so fine in Venezuela, man. I should take a few of them now, boy. I give them a little job now, boy. Tell people who work in the gas station, supermarket, security officers or something, and they go like this, sir. Yeah. You're so fine in Venezuela.
Yep.
That could happen to me too, boy, George, boy.
Correct. I say so all the time.
That woman is standing right now. That's how they really, she's a Venice. She has children.
Yeah, I think I saw two young daughters.
That's the age. They want their parents, boy. I'm sure the father is not wrong. Separated. These countries are going through this hell, boy. Right? And the family be separated. And then she gets sick, can't see body children, or the children might go astray. I don't know, some relatives. I don't know. All I've seen is before hang out by Jonah Relvex and his private medical institution. And then
somebody could take she in.
And fix this thing early o'clock. There's nothing to save her life. Yeah. God bless somebody, George. We love you.
Yeah, brother. So good. So right, boy. We could be our brother's keepers.
And I listen to Mix Nuts every morning.
Every single morning, Nadia is locked on, guys. Clean but funny, clean but funny. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Every morning, baby. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm busy, so I was going to keep my head down and do my work. But, you know, sometimes I just listen to people, and I have to say my bit. My cousins would say, let the water, like a duck, let it roll off your back.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
Mm.
Because I read about this Venezuelan woman who is a police officer. Was a police officer. She came here. She opened a food truck. Bandits rob her. She's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have people. How many times do you pass on the roadside and you see little children selling stuff, like sweets and stuff?
Yeah.
Who ever stopped to find out their story? Whoever starts to find out, well, yes, the parents might be exploiting them, but they cannot go home unless they sell a certain amount. Have you ever stopped to say, well, you know what, I'm going to spend $10 in sweets that I don't need just so this child could go home? I need somebody to take me in. Now, this guy is talking about the people who sick in the San Grande Hospital. Fine, they're sick. I'm sorry they're sick. But we have our own people who really need help. I'm not saying don't help people, but charity begins at home, because I could give you a list of people. Okay, take for example Jill in hospital. You want to find out what she needs, who wants to have to help her. I mean, sometimes these things just get me so vexed, because I'm not saying don't help the Venezuelans, but you have your own people who need help. Try and help them, and then you could say, well, whatever extra I could give you. These things just really piss me off, because I know people, and that same person who called in and said, well, give what we could as a village a bit to bring them. What about your people here? What about these children who are on the street selling? You ever pass and give them a dollar and say, well, go home? Oh, these things just get me so vexed, yeah? I'm
on.
Bye.
All right, babes. No, I don't want to pick sides. I think everybody should get help. Local, foreign, everybody. Because it's frightening when you don't have food. That's a frightening situation. You know what I mean? 6235105 is that number to call. It's called the Comedy Club. Right on the Vibe, City 105.
Good morning to you, George Gonzalez. I would like to send a happy Earth Strong for Die Hard, someone who lives in Savannah Terrace, Diego Martin, better known as David, a.k.a. Die Hard. Good morning to you, George Gonzalez. I would like to say happy Earth Strong to David Williams. Today is his birthday, and hope he'll live to see many more birthdays, better known as a.k.a. Die Hard.
I know Die Hard. I think I know Die Hard, boy.
That's right, man. We all need help. But don't leave out your people and say, bless the world we could for them. Because your own people need that help, too.
Granny, good morning.
Yeah, darling. Me again. Let me get you a joke. Here now, we hell and heaven right here. That is, you can't get wrong, and you can't get better than that. And as the lady preaching, they are telling you about who need help, the local ones. Take the beam out of your eye first before you take it out of somebody else's own. You agree with me or you disagree?
I agree totally.
That's right. We local here, but I pass to this country a little girl selling chocolate. What you can do selling chocolate? I give her money and help about 20 or 30 times out to this country. Yes, but take the beam out your eye first before taking off somebody else's own. Because if you're blind, how a blind could leave a blind? How that could happen?
Correct.
All right. But let me get the joke first.
Mm-hmm.
There are two jokes I'm coming with. This Indian man going by the doctor. So he went here, tell the doctor he complained. But what he tell the doctor was he wasn't passing stool. So the doctor had himself down, like, say, go home and take that and check me back in 2 weeks' time. So he gone with the tablet. But pressure now, you realize he got pain and things. So he go back by the doctor before time. So when the doctor see him, the doctor say, wait now, did you have a bowel movement? Now, you remember he don't know the word bowel, eh? But he can move. So he said move, he thought he mean that move from house to house. He said that.
I
body move, me
not
move.
Oh, Granny! Granny! Granny!
Good morning, George. That woman who just called and spoke about who need help and who don't need help. Everybody need help when they reach in a certain situation. If we leave here and go to America, we are illegal and something happens, would we really want some help? You can't just help the people around you. You have to help others, right? Because those people, those Venezuelans that come here, they are in dire streets, right? So you shouldn't make a choice with who you're helping from who you're not helping. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. I agree with, because I think everybody needs help. And if it is that you have $5, share it amongst everybody. For me, in my mind, there's not no first. I think humans first. That's just me. I could be wrong. 6035105. Hello, morning.
Hi, good morning, Georgia.
Good morning, darling.
How are you?
I is good.
Long time, I haven't gotten through.
Well, I'm
but
glad
anyway,
you did.
I'd want to send a happy birthday to myself and all Spiceans.
Well, nice.
Yes, today is my birthday.
Today is your birthday. That's yes. So cool. What do you have planned for your birthday, girl?
Nothing, my love. trying to stay inside and
yes,
stay
this cool. COVID, this COVID spoiling everything.
Yes, yes.
But, nice,
you know. Yeah. So, you have a blessed day.
Thank you, honey.
And everyone else, happy, happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, morning.
Yeah, George, morning.
Morning.
Calling from Tobago.
Hey, Tobago.
Yeah, and I'm calling and one of the ladies just spoke about that we need help in this country. First, yeah, I'm back in shape because there are a lot of people in this country that we just ignore that need help. People who don't can afford a meal when the day comes. And we don't help these people. And yeah, I'm not saying no, because if you like, and then they're in the crisis, they come here. Yeah, but we can't neglect our people for them. I'm not saying that I win pass a dollar for them, but it's a people right here around us that need help and we just ignore them.
Yeah.
Your own brother and sister around here and you just pass them in the road and you're doing sensation, church a dollar for them. So come on, people. That's what we have to do. We have to see about we own first, because if we end up in that situation and we end up in an next country, don't tell me that they win. End up in America. Americans will back Americans right too.
Right true.
Anybody else.
We hear that in the sports and all.
Exactly.
Trinidad first, America fourth ahead of him, and he's coming along well. They didn't talk about Trinidad yet.
Exactly. Yep. You feel America does leave their people undone to see about somebody else? No, they see about their people first. So that's what we need to start doing Trinidad and Tobago yet, because we have our brothers and sisters right around us that need help, need assistance, and we just turn a blind eye to it. Come on. That is my news to this morning.
Tobago, tell me something now. In your circle, who is the woman? Who's that strong woman in your circle? That woman who you would put a crown on, boy?
Well, I just say you have two women in our circle. My mother and my grandmother. My grandmother was a big help to me.
What's her name?
Doreen Redner.
Nice. And what's your mother's name?
My mother's name is Shirley Walker.
Shirley Walker. And where, which part of Tobago are you from? I come in Tobago today, you know?
I originally from Bessizo.
Nice.
Right now I live in Cornwall.
Nice.
So when you come to Tobago, look up this number and call me. Let me get to meet George.
Very well, sir. Well do. I go. Let me see if I can get a piece of paper and take that number one time. And what's your name?
My name is Winford Walker.
Winston Walcott.
Winford. W-I-N-F-O-R-D. Yes.
All right, Winford. I will try to call you when I reach.
Yeah, man. And right now I'm digging up the Walcott family. And the wife to be around here and Boris.
Why? Wife to be by. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, man. So all the best to Trinidad and Tobago today. And please, let us help one another.
Yes, I say so. I say so. Let's help every human that needs help. That's what we're talking about. 6235105. Who is that woman in your circle that deserves to wear that crown, boy? Who is, you know what I mean? Who's do everything? Who is the pillar in the building? 6235105 is that number to call. Hello, morning. Morning. Hello, good morning. Nah, man.
Don't get me wrong. I am not saying don't help them. Okay, fine, help everybody. The $5 share it in two. Did he come and say, well, let's try to help this person in San Ygrande and let's try to help Jill, who is in Arima Hospital? Did he say that? No. His lobby is, let us help the people in the Ygrande Hospital. Come on, everybody need help. So stop lobbying for one. And I would like to give Granny that crown. Granny is the 105 queen.
Granny is the 105 queen. So said done. Hello, morning. Good morning. Morning. Nah, man. Learn to talk to you in the phone.
What are we talking about?
Big Daddy George. Shadow is a Walcott, you know. So it's a big Walcott family. Anyhow, Nicky Nick and Nicole said they're coming to Big with me without your permission. So I have it locked down here.
All right, partner. If you say so, I'll go tell you.
help somebody, right? You do need it. But I just always tell people, George, but you see what we talking about it? We talk to the honest truth. But that lady, like, she don't help people.
6235105. We're asking her, which is the woman in your circle that should wear that crown? Who is that woman that pillar of strength? That one that, you know, everything surrounds her and she solves everything. You have the problems of the day. When you see this woman, the problem seems problemless. You know what I mean? Granny, who is that woman?
Darling, myself, the queen, and remember, give all that warning. I do not wear one crown. I wear three crowns, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Many crowns.
I take God is a trinity. Maybe they are referring to me, God, and I break foot. And look how good I walk in. Look, I could cook, I could do anything to help myself. So how nice. Heaven and hell is right here, partner.
I hear you, baby.
Anyway, according to your joke, man, I'm getting a joke. I want to put up a son, aunt, because you were very good to me when I was working south and minding a little boy.
What's her name?
Julie Ford from 27 Shen Street, Savo.
Nice. That's what we're talking about.
Make sure you have an education. I help her because I used to go and drop money when I'm quite in Toko. I used to leave south and travel to Toko. To make sure my son had uniform and books and then the Toko compulsion. Look at the day at the graduation. They had food and the baby. You know, I never take no food. I had the card from the Toko compulsion for years in the envelope and never go.
Wow.
Like to tell you how bad it was.
Granny, I applaud you. I think your stories are deep. I think your story is deep.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe 215 FM every morning.
Oh, that's correct, guys. So, guys, who is that woman in your circle? Sometimes there's a woman in your neighborhood who's hold everything together. The neighborhood watch the person in charge. You know what I mean? The person who is march on. That person for me is my sister Natalie. Natalie tends to everybody in the entire neighborhood. She cares for everyone. She's make sure these things happen. And that is a crown not many people could wear. And I'm so proud of her wearing that crown the way she wears it. 6035105, who wears the crown in your circle? Hello, morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, darling. So, who is wearing that crown in your circle, girl?
Her name is Karen Liverpool.
Karen Liverpool. And what is she to you?
She is just a wicker, but she's everybody's mother and wicker.
Right, I know the type. Oh, that's so cool. That's so rewarding when that happens, honey.
Okay.
And how are you going? You okay?
I'm fine. Happy birthday, George.
Okay, baby. Thank you. Tobago, look out for me. I'm coming. I'm going to paint the tongue red. I'm going to look for Bukomatic. I'll call Wilford and find out which party he is. I'm going to get on bad. I'm going in Penny Savers, tell my peeps and them hello. I used to have a girlfriend there years ago called Pumpkin. You know what happened to she, boy? Pumpkin, if you're still around, give me a shout out now. I say good morning to Trudy, my mother-in-law, boy. Trudy! Trixie Tracy, Shuggy, look out for me, boy. Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card, Helen Shaggy, and the rest of the Smith family in Plymouth, Tobago. Shirma Gemma, good morning for the entire Tobago. Morning. Hello, morning.
Yeah, darling. Yeah, I met me again. I want to wish all the women in Trinidad and Tobago a happy Woman's Day. All you, please do not depend on men. They are very wavy. They're like a chocolate wave. So do not depend on them. Try and help yourself. No matter if it's children, what? Try and find a way out. Do not depend on them. They are like a chocolate wave. 1 minute they up, 1 minute they down. And you cannot rely on their tongue.
Not all men, Granny. Not all men.
I know. I rephrase that. Sorry.
Yeah, not all men. There are men who are gentlemen like my boy Dr. Ross.
Okay, I am going there.
But I want to go there. I'm all ready to be a remain that is joke. Let me give the remain that is joke.
Don't give me the remainder. No, Granny, give me the joke after when we're done.
All right,
I'm still dealing.
All right, love.
Yeah, baby.
Anyway, blessing the old woman in Trinidad and try and pull yourself up.
Correct. Pull yourself up, guys. Let's uplift our women. And this is not a time for joke, because it's not a joking matter. There's so many strong women that hold families together or hold situations together, work in the workplace, home, wherever. And today's a good day, and now is a good time to give them that crown, or to recognize that they were in that crown for a long time, you know? Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning, George. Good. That woman is Mary Walda Joseph.
Mary Walda Joseph. What is she to
my
you?
My daughter, Gabriella James.
Gabriella James. They wear that crown.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Okay, baby. That's what we're talking about, boy. It keeps coming and coming. Uh-oh.
Don't forget my punch, man, eh?
Oh, why you so? Why you so, girl? Big up, Penny, Medge, and Charlotte Street coming from the staff. Good morning to these Denise Dixon and Kunu Pierre from your lover. Thank you, darling. Well, I told you I would have played something for you, Stacey. And you tell me I love it bad, but I'll get it again. George, we want to wish Jill God's blessing today. Stay strong, baby. Agreed. Agreed. Celebrating women's.
George, you've had three women in my life, boy. My mother, for always being there. My daughter, for giving me the love that needed. And the woman that gave me my children. Them three women mean the world to me. Blessed love. Have a great day.
Nice, man. That's what I want to hear.
Good morning, George. I would say Natalie Morales, because in Granny's ailment, she was there for Granny. I was there too. We took her to see about her at the hospital and stuff like that, get her clean up and stuff. So I would say Natalie Morales. And to Jill on the wheelchair, I don't know if you could forward her number to me, because I'm helping my 105 family, first family that prays together, stays together, so I'm helping.
Correct.
Jill. And I would also like to have the other woman at Sandy Grande Hospital phone number, so that I could see how best I could assist her with whatever small it is. Thank you, George. Have a nice day from Sweet Vanilla, Nicole Bowen and her family. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, girl. Thanks a lot. And I will send you Jill's number. As the other woman, I don't have that number, honey. But Jill's number you could get. Jill's number you could get for sure. There is it. I am now sending it to you, girl. 6235105. Which is the woman in your life? Which is the woman in your life that you want, that wears that crown? Morning, George. The person who wears that crown, the person that wears that crown is the president of TNT. She does plenty sitting down. Yeah, I suppose she does. We have to... let me see who else is here with us. Morning, George. Vibe City 105. Happy birthday. Wonderful blessings. Do have a wonderful weekend in the sister isle, Elsa in Florida. Hi, thanks a lot, Elsa. All right, guys, so we are celebrating the amazing women of today in recognition of the International Women's Day on March 8th. Every morning, you'll have an opportunity to call us and uplift the special women in your life. So keep listening. So we're getting very close.
Thanks, George. I received Jill's number. So what I'm also going to do, seeing that I live in Valencia area, I'm going to go to Sandy Grande Hospital sometime over the weekend, maybe tomorrow or Sunday, and see if I can get some information on the other person. But I'm also willing to assist and to help. Thank you, George. You have a nice day and be safe in Tobago. Take care of my mother-in-law, eh, George? Sweet banana, Nicole Gold.
All right, baby. Guys, thank you so much. Mix Nuts. Until Tobago, here I come.
Start your day the right way with Mix Nuts in the morning on the Vibe CT.